For most of the pandemic, Maryland has been under state and federal eviction moratoriums, and the CDC has implemented a ban on evictions until 2021. But landlords have still managed to evict tenants who lack legal resources. City Council President and Mayor-elect Brandon Scott is a sponsor of the bill. He spoke at a Housing and Urban Affairs Committee hearing last week where the bill was discussed.
But this is an issue that we should have been thinking about prior to COVID-19. We know that when people show up to court with representation, they achieve outcomes that are more fair and equitable. That's what this piece of legislation is about.
At that same hearing, State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby said Baltimore has one of the highest eviction rates in the nation.
Let me be very clear that this looming eviction crisis will likely have a negative impact on crime, public safety, my office, and all of our communities.
She said people who are evicted are more likely to commit a crime out of economic desperation than experience a vicious cycle of crime and homelessness.
They serve their time and they get out to try to rehabilitate themselves and put their lives back on track, only to be denied access to housing and employment and other benefits as they try and reintegrate into society.
Mosby cited a 2016 survey by the advocacy group Baltimore Renters United, which shows that 80% of tenants had a legitimate defense for keeping their homes, but only 8% were successful due to lack of legal representation. Mara James, who was representing the city's Department of Finance at that hearing, said that it opposes the legislation but supported its intent.
We do recognize we are also in a tough budget situation as a city. We had to close fiscal 20 with a $14 million deficit. And as you know, write down revenues for fiscal 21 by $103 million.
She noted a study by Stout, which says the bill would require a $5.7 million annual investment. But the same study says this investment will save the city and state $35.6 million that it would otherwise spend managing homelessness.
So let's just be clear that there's a price for inaction as well, and that's very, very high.
That was Matt Hill, an attorney at the Public Justice Center. He said his group and over 30 other organizations support passage of the bill.
By doing so, Baltimore would join a growing movement of progressive jurisdictions such as New York City, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Newark, San Francisco, and Boulder.
Hill said that between August and October this year, 451 families in Baltimore were evicted. Residents like Tamika Hamilton lost her job shortly after the pandemic began and was behind on rent. She testified that she was almost evicted before she got legal help.
And the landlord had an attorney. I was so stressed out that I didn't sleep some nights and I would repeatedly break down crying.
Tiffany Rolfe is secretary of the Bolton House Residents Association. She lives in a building in Bolton Hill that's under Edgewood Management, which she called a well-known slumlord company. Rolfe says its neglect has led to black mold and rodent infestations.
A few residents have been brave enough to step forward are targeted by management with retaliatory tactics, including failure to pay rent notices, eviction proceedings, and fraudulent charges on tenants' accounts. These tactics are used to instill fear into the tenants and unfortunately have proven to be effective.
If the bill passes tonight, it will take an estimated 4 years to implement. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.